Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's topic is shepherd. Luke 2:8 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, watching over their flocks at night." It may seem like a stretch of a question, but try it anyway. If you were God and could announce the arrival of the Savior of humanity on the very night, would you send your messenger to the shepherds out in the field whiling away their night time watch? Does it seem like a waste? Why not send angel to an assembly of the religious council in Jerusalem? Why not to the King Herod to put him in his place in an instant? Or even Caesar? Wouldn't that be a night of work to blow open the doorways of society to march right in and change everything? But instead, it was shepherds. Rough characters at that time, those laborers did a tedious thing a lot of other people would have been unwilling to do. They smelt of the flocks and were used to sleeping on hard ground. There was a link, of course, a golden thread that connected the town of Bethlehem and two shepherds who lived a millennium apart. When David was at his best as king of Israel, he acted as a shepherd king. He cared for his people just like he cared for the sheep when he was a boy watching sheep in the field outside Bethlehem. David could write the incredible words of Psalms 23 because he knew what it meant to be a good shepherd. And he knew that God was his good shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." And that isn't all he guides. He protects with his rod and staff. Jesus, the son of David, came to be the good shepherd. When Jesus spoke about it in John 10, he said that he knows us as a sheep and we ought to know him as his shepherd. He promised that he would defend us from wolves and not run away. But most important, he said that the good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. So consider this: on the night when Jesus' life began in this world, an inexorable process was set in motion, leading to the day he would lay down his life for the world. That's what a true shepherd does. So an angelic vision of Bethlehem shepherd men who understood feeding and giving, saving, seems like the best way for chapter 1 to begin. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of the righteousness for his own name's sake. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.